Where is she buried, Serena?
And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
They told us winning means freedom, but nobody ever escaped the games.
We survived the arena, we survived the Capitol, and now we're here to tell our stories that they tried to bury.
Welcome to After the Arena,
the podcast where victors uncover the truth behind the games, the Capitol, and everything they stole from us.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Okay, welcome back everybody to After the Arena, the only illegal radio show where former victors spill secrets instead of blood. And tonight, tonight is messy.
Very messy, like Capitol stylists scream backstage messy.
Exactly, because now that the games are over forever, people keep acting like buying a victor was glamorous.
Right, like no babe, we were traumatized teenagers in expensive outfits.
Thank you. Can we also discuss how fake everyone was in the Capitol?
Please do. I've waited years for this conversation.
Okay, listener. Remember how the Capitol always showed the victor smiling at parties?
Meanwhile, half of us were having panic attacks behind the buffet table.
Literally. And the gossip were insane. One time, a stylist told everyone I was dating a tribute from District 2 just because we stood next to each other for 5 seconds.
Wait, you two? The Capitol shipped everybody together.
They needed drama. They couldn't just say, here are deeply traumatized children. No, it had to become, oh my god, are they secretly in love?
Meanwhile, we were secretly trying not to die. And can we expose Victor's parties for a second?
Yes, finally.
People think they were luxurious. Truth, they were awkward, depressing and full of fake rich people pretending they cared about us.
Plush. President Snow walking around smiling like he's the king of the world?
Stop, that description is too accurate.
You know I'm right.
Actually, funniest rumor ever, people thought you cheated in your games.
Okay, wow, starting drama immediately.
I'm just saying what people say.
For the last time, I did not poison the participants. Okay, maybe one of them.
I knew it, but honestly, the weirdest thing after winning was becoming famous overnight.
Oh, obviously. One day you're starving in your district, next day Capitol citizens are asking for autographs.
And saying things like, you look so brave when you all die.
That part always disgusts me.
Exactly, the games made cruelty normal.
You know what's crazy, Tove? No kids in Panem grow up without fear of the ripping.
Yeah, stuff is unreal.
Like, imagine turning 12 and not worrying about buying sense into an arena.
Honestly, best update ever. 0 stars for the Hunger Games experience. Will not recommend.
Terrible service, terrible atmosphere.
Food was meat too.
Okay, before we end tonight's episode, quick gossip question.
Oh no.
Who was the most dramatic victor you ever met?
Easy, Finnick.
True, that man entered every room like he was in a movie trailer.
And somehow, his hair still looked perfect during our rebellion. Unreal.
Honestly, disrespectful.
All right, everyone. This is Elina.
And Laura.
Broadcasting live from a panel finally free of the games. Stay safe and stay messy.